This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow. We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Fincher half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Fincher. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer. What a 1-2 punch. bunch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Jared Bringer. Coming right back is Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three balls, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance. She has been on a streak. Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time. He's pretty to watch. He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat. Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chappie. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chappie quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Fixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Fixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And thank you, Ashley Scott, high school basketball senior at Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Here we are on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Sydney, 105.5 TAM FM. It's our second webcast online and simulcast on radio of the season. We are at Bodkins. Tonight, the Anna girls take on the Bodkins Trojans. We had scheduled to bring you the Fairlawn, easy for me to say, the Fairlawn boys last night in their home opener against Triad. And because of a virus situation at Triad High School, that game was postponed to be rescheduled. Thus, we've got girls action tonight, and it's a good pick. It should be a fine game, Chuck. Bodkins girls with the most returnees of any girls club in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna returns Ella Dosick, outstanding performer from a year ago. Bodkins 16-8 in the 2019-20 season, 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkins 2-0 so far this year. Anna 22-6 last year, 10-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League, 1-1 so far this year. Mechanicsburg, good tourney run, lost to Mechanicsburg, sectional final at Sydney 1 year ago. Anna, a terrific tournament run, nipped Arcanum, thumped Versailles, shocked Purcell Marion, won six in a row in the tourney, and the Rockets, under fourth-year head coach Jeff Maurer, were all set to play in the Division III state Final Four when the pandemic struck.
Very sad. I mean, they got as much out of their talent last year as I think I've seen a high school team, boys or girls, get. And Dosick is the deal. And you know she's going to get hers. There's not much you can do about it. You give her, if you can keep her at 15 to 18, you're okay. But boy, everybody else in the tournament last year stepped up and they just got on a roll and they were playing well enough. I mean, I can't pretend that I know what the Division III tournament was going to look like over there in Columbus, right. But I can't believe they couldn't play with anybody that was going to be over there last year. Anna in that Purcell Marion game, Chuck, was down by three with under a half minute to go. Ella Dosick drew a two-shot foul, sank both at the stripe. Anna fouled Purcell Marion, which hadn't made a free throw all afternoon. And Purcell Marion missed the one and one. And guess what? Ella Dosick took it to the rim in the waning seconds. Blocking foul Purcell. And two more free throws go down. Swish, swish. And Purcell is now down a point. They heave the ball to midcourt. And guess what? Ella Dosick picked it off.
Yep. Yeah, she was the real deal. And this year, she's just going to be better. I mean, it seems like she's been playing for about 15 years now.
Right.
But she is finally a senior. It finally is, according to the young ladies in this league, for sure.
In the breath you say Ella Dosick, you've got to say Carmen Euchre.
Right.
Fine talent junior for the Bodkins girls.
Well, she averages 16 a game, and she was tough last year, and as a junior, only going to get better. She, you know, you learn, you get playing time, it makes you better. They got Maurer, it's McKenna Maurer. She's a senior. She averages 9 a game.
Good three-point shooter.
Yes. And then Boston Paul averaging 8.5 a game. So it's not just Euchre. They got a couple other girls that are going to put it in the basket for them.
Phil Grove, third-year head coach at Bodkins. What I like about Phil and Jeff is that they run their program each year based on the kind of talent they got. For example, Jeff last year for Anna slowed it down at times, made sure that the big bar horse girl on the inside got touches of the basketball.
Right.
This year, without her, it's, hey, let's push it up and down the floor.
Well, if you're going to be a successful high school basketball coach on any level, you better be able to, because you're not out recruiting the kids that fit in your system. You're playing with what's coming up. So, I mean, there's certain things that you do anyway, and I think good programs start in the junior high, and they try to run a lot of stuff that the varsity does. By the time they get up to JV and then varsity, it's ingrained in them, and I think that's what the good programs do.
Hey, Chuck, we media people like to talk about this. It's a good conversation topic, how these two clubs have fared against each other in recent years. Well, Anna has spanked Bodkins twice last year, twice the year before, twice the year before that. Bodkins' last victory over Anna, a two-pointer in February of 2017. Is Bodkins seeking revenge tonight? Is that on these girls' minds?
Well, I don't think they're thinking about anything like that at all. I think what they have to understand is there's an echelon in the Shelby County League. It's Loramie and then Anna and anybody else who wants to get in there. You're going to have to beat one of them or you're playing for third place. And this is a big home game tonight for Bodkins.
Very well said. And I think that these two clubs, along with Rushi, are the three teams chasing Fort Loramie in that Shelby County Athletic League girls race.
Right.
And any one of those three could emerge as the second place club.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess we could probably just go ahead and give Carlo the trophy the way we're talking. They've got to earn it by playing the games.
Yep.
But you're playing. This is early in the season. It's not too early to start thinking about you're playing for seeding in the tournament. You're playing for, you know, trying to be at the top of the Shelby County League, which is as good a basketball league as there is in the state of Ohio.
Bodkins, as I mentioned, 2-0 so far this year, doubling the score in Hardin Northern, 68-34, beating Jackson Center, 42-26. Anna got 28 points from Ella Dosick, but dropped a road game to a good West Liberty girls club, 48-46, then rebounded, smothered Lehman on Saturday by a score of 70-33. Dosick with 28 against West Liberty. She was not the leading scorer, though, in game two. The fine player, Brianne Riemann, 5'8 junior guard. She poured home 20. Dosick had 17. So Anna's got far more than Dosick. Bodkins far more than Euchre. The team with the better balance tonight probably comes out on top.
Well, you're probably right. I mean, you look at Anna, and they had the nine Roland sisters move into town from Sydney.
Yep.
And this is they're at the end now. They've got Lena, who is a junior, and that was a real nice move in through the last few seasons for Anna. They've also got Mary Landis, who has been playing a lot of basketball since she was a sophomore, and she's a senior this year, and she definitely helps in controlling the basketball and handling the basketball for the Rockets.
And I think there's a chance, because of virus quarantining, Lena Rowland may not be available tonight.
Oh, well, I'll quit talking about her then.
We need to mention that, because we'll keep our eye out for her, but I think that is one young lady on the Anna roster who may not see action tonight. Bodkin's two wins, as I mentioned, both decisive. Euchre with 14 against Jackson Center. Maurer had 9 in that game against Hardin Northern. Euchre 18. And wow, three young ladies had 9 points apiece for the Bodkin's Trojans against Hardin Northern. Jill Grebe had 9 points, as did Boston Paul, as did McKenna Maurer. And that's the kind of sharing of the basketball, and several getting close to double digits that head coach Phil Grove needs tonight against Anna, because Euchre can't do it all. If Bodkin's is to pull off a mild upset against the Rockets here tonight, it's going to be just because Bodkin's gets contributions from every single member of that starting five.
Well, you know, you were asking me before the game how you think they're going to defend him. I think you start the game on both ends. You play straight up with your best perimeter defender, and you see how it goes. Then you have to make adjustments. But if you can guard Dosik and you can guard Euchre,
right,
one-on-one, that makes you much better in every other phase of your game defensively. So you start out that way, and then you make adjustments.
Easy to say.
Well, yeah.
But you're right. You've got to make those adjustments on the fly, and these two head coaches are good at doing that. Three-point shot critical tonight. Both teams have got three young ladies who shoot the three ball extremely well, and conceivably the club with the best shooting percentage from behind the arc will pull this game out. Ella Dosik can shoot it. Usually somebody's on her nose to nose, forcing her to the foul line to shoot or to take it all the way to the rim. Euchre similarly for the Bodkin's Trojans. Ought to be a very, very good game. Bodkin's has so much experience coming back. I liken the girls for Bodkin's to the boys this year.
Well, yeah, we saw the boys Friday night, and they kept saying, "Well, we're young." Well, they're not young anymore, and they played like seniors on Friday night. They were terrific.
Sure were. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our online underwriting sponsors. Our anchors include Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world at Locale. We could not have gotten off the ground without the help and support of Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. We thank you so much, all the staff, associates, plus Roger Dietrich, Mary Lee Smock at Locale Equipment. We owe you so much gratitude. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Goffena, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? A new underwriting sponsor, thanks to Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Comm in Minster, S-E-C-U-R, Comm. Online at securecomm.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Upcoming schedule of webcasts and broadcasts here on scoresbroadcast.com. on Friday night. Airtime about 7 p.m. The Fort Loramie Redskins entertain the Jackson Center Tigers boys game Friday. 1 week from tonight, we are at Anna. Fort Loramie boys play the Anna Rockets. That's on Tuesday, 1 week from this evening. And then a week from Friday, it's Fort Loramie boys entertaining Bodkins. In the meantime, we've got a matinee for you this coming Saturday. These Anna girls host Fort Loramie. Now keep in mind, Shelby County Athletic League girls games on Saturdays have moved up from an approximate 2:30 start to 1:30. JV games this year at noon as opposed to 1 o'clock. So the varsity tilt this coming Saturday afternoon, Fort Loramie girls and Anna will tip off at about 1:30 airtime, 1 o'clock on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR this coming Saturday. Say the holidays are a wonderful time of the year, but a hectic time of the year. Don't stress over finding the perfect gift. Give them what they really want, money, and spend more time enjoying the holiday season. Use Zelle at your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year. Osgood Bank then enters you for a chance to win $2,500. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. It's the most valued agency in the area on Route 25A, south of Anna, north of Sydney. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. American Architectural Glass up next. We'll hear from our pregame sponsor, AAG Inc. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee at Bodkins, moments away from this key Shelby County Athletic League girls basketball game tonight between Anna and Bodkins at the Trojans Gym. I say key, Chuck, because these are two contenders for second place, I think, most all year long. And if one of these two clubs would sweep the season series, that would certainly give them a leg up on that shot at second.
Yeah, well, I mean, we keep saying second. I mean, right now they're playing for first, so you're not going to be convincing them that they don't have a chance when Loramie comes to town. So we'll see that Saturday, and I promise you, Anna's not going to roll over and hand them a trophy on Saturday afternoon.
No, Anna Rockets last year played the Fort Loramie girls mighty tough for 2.5 or 3 quarters last season at Anna, and Anna missing Barhorst this year. And, of course, Ava Shouldis suffered that volleyball injury start of the season back at the end of August, 1st of September. She missed the volleyball campaign and, of course, is out for the basketball season, too. We are the masked announcers here at Botkins. You may not be able to tell because of the face coverings, but we are smiling. We love what we do. But we are the masked announcers here at Botkins tonight, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie. And I am so pleased, Chuck, with the way the schools in the region are following the virus protocol.
Yeah, for the most part they are. I know Friday night I didn't feel uncomfortable at all at Jackson Center. And tonight, you know, you feel like, you know, they're doing everything they can. Are you taking a chance when you're out? Sure. But, you know, it can't get much safer than this. Unless you bolt yourself in your room, and I'm kind of sick of being at home.
Well, we are in the mezzanine here at Botkins, and that's where we will be oftentimes, except when our audio is joined with the Botkins NFHS video. Conceivably, we may be on the far side on those nights below the press box, cabled up with the Android unit, so that our audio can be heard. That could be the case in the future.
Well, when we get into the seats, just like Friday night, I don't use deodorant and nobody sits close to me, and it works out perfectly.
For the visiting Anna Rockets, starting five is as follows. Kaylee Brewer out front, a 5'2 junior, joined by Breanne Riemann, a 5'8 junior. Ella Dosick, a guard, 5'6" senior. Mary Landis, a 5'7" senior. Molly Reok, a 5'9" junior. For the Botkins Trojans, who've won the tip to start the game, McKenna Maurer, a 5'7" senior. At a wing, Carmen Euchert, a guard, a junior, 5'5" tall. Jill Grevy, a 5'8" senior. Boston Paul, a 5'6" junior. Aaliyah Johnson in the middle, a 5'8" junior. And speaking of her, she's got the ball in the paint, turns, squares up, missed it off to the right, rebound down to Anna. Lady Rockets motoring into the forecourt. Oh, here's a good entry feed. Low block on the left. It's caught and scored right away.
Reok.
Nice job down on the inside by Molly Reok. Boy, she got position, Chuck, right now.
Yep, and I think you're right. I do not see Lena rolling down there, so that's a shame. But, you know, get well if you're listening.
High-arching free throw by Molly Reok. Hits the rim, backboard, rim again comes off. Botkins with the board, 2-0 Anna. Outstanding post-up move by Anna to start the game. Molly Reok zipped down the floor, sat on the block. Good entry pass from the wing. Anna takes a 2-0 lead. Botkins can't find the handle, fumbling the ball out of bounds in the corner, and Anna will bring it down. Token pressure by Botkins. Each team will test the other with some at least half-court pressure. Depth could be a factor tonight. We'll see how the benches play for both clubs. 6:50 left opening quarter. Anna half-court to her left with the ball. Swung around on top. It's Brewer. Brewer to Riemann. Riemann's nearly tied up. She is. Arrow enables Anna to keep it. 2-0. Anna leads. Molly Reok with the first goal of this game. Anna in the road green, A-double-N-A across the top of the jerseys. And white numerals. Here's Anna inbounding, ball thrown to Landis. She steps inside the foul line, misses a 12-footer. Rebound down to Botkins. Quickly on the giddy-up, it is McKenna Maurer. Maurer's tied up at the foul line, right of the circle. Throws that inside to Johnson. Johnson's pinned, but two defenders, a lot of contact. Defensive foul while Aaliyah is shooting. I like that strategy by head coach Phil Groves of Botkins. I may have said Grove earlier without an S. I know better than that. Phil wants to get the ball to Aaliyah down inside, and she may be the strongest young lady on the floor. First free throw, no good. Second shot, hit the flange, kicked away, rebound to Anna. 2-0 Rockets. We played a minute and a half, opening quarter. Midcourt for Anna. It is Dosik outside the arc on the left, gives it up to Brewer. Now the ball swung to the right. Dosik baseline, running a flyer from 10, way off the mark. Rebound Botkins. Good defense for the Trojans. Botkins out of control a little bit, driving toward the rim as Carmen Euchar. The ball popped up in the air. There was contact. It's ruled a defensive foul.
Yeah, if they caught it on Landis, and she definitely stuck a hand in there.
6:04 to go, first quarter, 2-0, Anna over Botkins. Ball inbounded by Botkins in half court, broken up, goes into back court. Botkins recovers. Botkins with a scattered floor attacks. Quick pass down inside, laid up McGreevy, blocked out of bounds by Anna. Botkins inbounding left of the rim. It goes to Greeby in the paint area. Nice maneuver. Ooh, the 10-footer rimmed, hung on the iron and fell off. Anna with the board. Comes down to Breanne Riemann, up ahead to Dosik. Dosik 25 feet away. Ella gives it up to Breanne. Outside the arc on the left to Landis. Landis pivots, goes straight away to Rioch. Right side, Breanne Riemann, long three-pointer, bingo. She's got it.
Got her feet set, knocked it down.
She led the Anna girls in scoring in the Rockets' second game, 5-0 Anna. Quick trigger, Botkins, long three, Maurer, little heavy on the shot. Weak side rebound, Botkins, poked away by Anna, stolen back by Greeby. What a steal. Down inside to Euchar, nearly fouled from behind, ball shaken loose, no whistle. And then on the following loose ball, we've got a foul, I think, against Botkins.
Yes, he got her from behind.
Tough break. Trojans with an opportunity. Missed. 3 minutes gone. First quarter, 5-0 Anna. Rockets in backcourt. On the dribble, Kaylee Brewer. Brewer crossover at midcourt. Oh, got away with a walk. Handed off on the play to Dosik. She darts down the lane, pushes one up on the go, banked it in. Head coach Phil Groves of Botkins needs a timeout. 4:53 left. Opening stanza here at Botkins. 7-0 Anna girls in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Botkins. Head coach Phil Groves of the Trojans needed a timeout. 7-0 run to start the game for Anna. Here is Euchar for Botkins, trying to break down the Anna defense. Hands it off on the play to Maurer. Ball popped away. Loose ball picked up and scored by Botkins. And a foul is called. McKenna Maurer got the deuce. Anna picked up the personal while she laid it in.
Yep.
And Botkins gets off the 0, 7-2. and up five. Maurer at the strike.
Well, McKenna did a nice job because she got her shot blocked and she didn't give up. She stayed with it, got the offensive rebound, and put it back in at a pretty nice bump. So she nice concentration.
Yep.
I remember her last year at Sydney in the tournament. She had a pretty nice tournament for
her. Uh-huh. Good experience displayed right there. She stayed with it. Persistence in the offensive half court. Got the two-pointer. Free throw is misfired. Rebound by Anna. We talked about balanced scoring in the pregame, Chuck, and the importance of it. Good start for Anna in that regard.
Yeah, they got three girls that have scored their 7 points.
4:20 left. Opening period of play. 7-2. Anna over Botkins. Here's Dosik dribbling. Herky-jerky move on the arc. Oh, cross-court skip pass below the basket. Caught on the left baseline. A jumper by Breanne Riemann, all cord.
Yeah, good look by Dosik that time, and she got her feet set. That's a tough shot from the side there, about 8 feet out.
5 points by Riemann so far. Here is Botkins penetrating. A little dish off down inside to Johnson in traffic. Banked it up strong. Rebound down to Anna. 9-2 Rockets. 3:48 to go, opening period. Nearly a shuffle on the arc by Brewer. Gave it up to Riemann, to Dosik. Ball rotated near side. Brewer, she jacks up a bomb. Got it from way outside. Wow. Kaylee Brewer launched it in. That was from out on, what is it, Route 219, Chuck? That goes into
it is 219, yes it is. And every time I come here, I go to the new part of the school, I go, hey, this isn't right, I turn around and come back into the right side. So,
and you wind up getting here second quarter.
I got here right before the JV game started.
3:29 left in the first quarter of play. Anna girls bolting to a 12-2 lead here at the start. Botkins inbounding under pressure down to her left. Deflection by Anna off Botkins last.
Well, you got Melanie Maurer in the game now. She's a freshman that had the ball went right through her hands.
You know, Chuck, I double checked that to make sure it's pronounced Mulaney.
Mulaney.
Mulaney. Yep.
Okay.
3:17 left, opening period. Anna attacking to our left, up 10. Dosik on the bounce, little jab step, lost the ball momentarily. Good tie-up by Botkins. Very alert play by the Trojans. Let's give credit where it's due. Boston Paul knifed in there and jammed the dribble by Dosik to the floor. Was awarded the jump ball. Arrow favors the Trojans.
I'm a big Survivor fan. I'll try not to call her Boston Rob.
Here's a shot fake top of the circle by Boston Paul of Botkins. Feeds it on the arc to Jill Grevy.
Nice.
Oh, Grevy got away with a long hop and a step and a travel. Missed the shot anyway. Anna Crowd up in arms. And on the rebound, a tie-up. Arrow favors Anna.
Yeah, that was a Euro step.
I was trying to think of the term.
A Euro step, and it was a United States step, and it was a travel.
10-point lead, Anna girls, 12-2, 2:40 left, opening quarter. Anna with the ball at midcourt. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane. Ella Dosik squeezed between two defenders, left it short. Good defense by Botkins. Rebound down to the Trojans. 2:26 left, opening period, 12-2, Anna girls. 25 feet away on the right, it's Mulaney Maurer for Botkins. Ball rotated into the post to Johnson. Oh, nice spin move right in front. Missed it off the backboard. Rim rebound down to Anna. Long pass down the floor by London Rice, who's checked in. 5'6" freshman. I believe that's her, right? Number 4 for Anna, Chuck, or am I mistaken?
Rice.
She's got it baseline right, double teamed. Threw it back out on the arc. Botkins deflects. It goes into backcourt. Dosik tracks it down. 1:45 to go in the first. Botkins stymied offensively here in the first quarter. Only 2 points. Deflection, Botkins. Then a deflection, Anna. Good defense, Trojans.
Yep.
Out of bounds to the home team. Botkins in the white with black numbers outlined in gold. Black and gold stripes down the sides of the shorts. As I mentioned previously, Anna in the road green. 1.5 to go, first quarter. Botkins needs a flurry to close out this first period. Carmen Euchre needs to get untracked. She's being checked by Brewer 25 feet away. Ball thrown to the left corner. Grevy's got it. Head of the key. Grevy to Euchre. Looks inside for Johnson. Can't find her. Good drive on the play down the lane by Euchre. Flipped it up awkwardly with the left hand. Couldn't get the roll. Rebound Anna. Quickly Brewer. Feeds it off right flank to London. Rice missed the 16-footer. Another tie-up on the rebound. Aggressive play by Botkins, which gets the arrow. 59.5 to go here in the first. 12-2 Anna. Rockets got off to a 7-0 start. Quick beginning for Anna. Botkins offensively unable to get on track. Here's Camden Paul, the 5-4 Frosch, who's in now. On the arc to Melanie Maurer. 5-7 Frosch. Botkins very young at the moment. Ball thrown out of bounds in the corner. Anna in backcourt. It's Brewer. 25 feet away. Gives it up to teammate Taylor Poppelman is in. Handoff on the play to Dosik. Dosik barges down the lane. Drew the defensive foul. It goes against Botkins. Ella Dosik is so crafty at doing just that.
Yeah, that was a good call. She might have gotten herself set, but she was directly under the rim. I like the call.
Ella Dosik gets the bounce pass from the official and quickly flips in the free throw. 13-2, Anna. 35.3 to go, first quarter. Second shot, Ella up and in, reminding me of the two she made against Purcell Marion to win the regional championship at Springfield last year.
She's pretty much automatic from there, that's for sure.
Sure is. Better than 80% free throw shooter is Ella. 14-2, the lead for Anna. 26 seconds to go, opening period. Here's Camden Paul, 25 feet away, outside the arc on the left, to Melanie Maurer. Straight away, Grevy. Grevy hangs on, looks at the clock. 13, 12, 11. Botkins being thwarted offensively, cannot get into their attack. Here's a long three ball straight away. Got it! Boston Paul with 3 seconds left in the opening period. And in the midcourt, Dosik can't fire in time, and that's it. First quarter in the books, Anna girls 14, Botkins 5 on scoresbroadcast.com, WMBR.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are the mast announcers here at Botkins, where Anna leads after a quarter by a score of 14-5. Anna Rockets inbound it to Ella Dosik at the center stripe. Dosik 30 feet away. Anna Rockets have now entered into the game. Molly Riok, who started, was on the bench for a short while in that first quarter. She's back in there in the post area. There's a shot fake on the arc, but Dosik gives it up left corner to a teammate. And Brenna Cobb, the 5'4 freshman, chucked it up there from distance. It hit the back iron. We got a push off underneath against Anna.
Yeah, it was a good job by McKenna Maurer. She did a good job boxing out, and they tried to go over the top. Got the call.
Botkins forecourt to our right. 30 seconds played here in the second quarter, 14-5. Anna girls lead. Oh, here's a good look by Botkins. Wow. Cross-court pass by Euchre. Caught by Botkins. Mishandled. Deflection. Anna. Another good opportunity goes awry for Botkins. Now collision at midcourt. Defensive foul. Trojans.
Well, that was Taylor Poppelman. Boy, did she got burned on the back screen, and she got back and got a hand on the shot.
Good hustle.
Yep, well done by Taylor Poppelman of the Anna Rockets, a 5'2" junior, or I should say a 5'8" sophomore. Love the way both head coaches, Chuck, are making sure their two teams have got depth for the long run this year here in 2020-21, playing a lot of people.
Yep, well, you need to play them early.
Here's Dosik, right flank behind the arc, gives it up straight away to Riemann. Riemann, hand off to Cobb. Cobb shovels it to a teammate, picked off, intercepted on the play by Botkins. Roaming down the right side of the floor and making a runner is Euchre. Boy, that was athletic.
Yeah, she got bumped. I'm surprised they didn't get a call on that one.
Wow, Carmen Euchre off balance, dribbling down the right side of the lane, tossed in a running one-hander. 6.5 to go, second quarter, 14-7. Anna doubling the score over Botkins. Botkins bats it out of bounds at midcourt. Got a substitution, Riok out for Anna. Back in is Mary Landis. Rockets inbound to Dosik at center circle at the Trojans logo. Dosik guarded right now by Euchre. Outside the arc, high left, it's Landis. Bounce pass coming out to catch is Brianne Riemann. Riemann squeezes her way into the lane. Oh, nice handoff to Taylor Poppelman in position to shoot. Crammed from behind, but a foul by Botkins. Taylor Poppelman and McKenna Maurer are two locale equipment spotlight performers here during our halftime break tonight. Free throw Poppelman, a little strong off the back iron. Score remains 14-7, Anna by 7, 6:13 left here in quarter number 2. Anna Rockets 1-1 so far in two outings, Botkins 2-0. And we've got a timeout called by Anna, one free throw made, one missed. 6:13 left, second quarter, 8-point lead Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Say many schools and colleges, government agencies and public utilities, and healthcare and high-tech organizations all have something in common. That's a unified security management system created by SecureCom in Minster. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. Remember, the security for your business doesn't necessarily require the expense of a large amount of time and money. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at SecureCom.com. That's SecureCom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection, 307 West 1st in Minster. 5.5 left here in the second quarter. Each team with a turnover in the last half minute of play, 15-7, Anna by 8 over Botkins. Here's Dosik, top of the circle, herky-jerky dribble, trying to shake the defender. Flips it off to a teammate in the far corner, and Brianne Riemann dragged the pivot foot.
And she had Riemann wide open, and she did not see her that time, and then got it to Riemann in the corner, and she did take a travel.
Just over 5 to play in the second quarter. Here's a long jump shot by Botkins. It is Euchre. Foul line extended left, and rim came out. Tie up on the board. Arrow keeps it with Botkins. Trojans here, Chuck, need a run before the end of this first half.
Yeah, well, they're not playing very well offensively, and they're only down 8.
That's a good point. Could be worse. Ball inbounded in the paint area for Botkins. And there's a twisting maneuver by Euchre. She hits the floor. What's been called?
Yeah, they caught a foul. Looked like it might have been a held ball.
Close. Botkins gets the benefit. Will inbound. Common personal. 6 on Anna, 5 on Botkins here in the first half. Dribbling in the lane area is Euchre. Double team. Has to get rid of it. Does. Gets it back. Euchre 20 feet away on the right. Hands it off on the play to McKenna Maurer. Oh, nice drive by her. Down the lane, on the run, left hand, hard. Rebound Johnson, popped up in the air. Anna recovers, no, Botkins steals. Right wing jumper by Maurer, short. Rebound down to Anna. And we've got a foul in backcourt. Botkins a bit overly aggressive.
Yeah, it's a frustration foul.
Botkins has had makeable shots. Good opportunities at the offensive end.
Yep.
They've missed three or four from in real close. Or this game would be just about even. 15-7, Anna on top, 4:57 left, second quarter. Here's Poppleman, deep right corner for the Rockets. She's hemmed in, boxed by two Trojans players, and lost the handle out of bounds. Botkins' defense keeping the Trojans in the contest.
Well, yeah, you're watching the game, and if you don't look at the scoreboard, you really kind of think Anna's got a comfortable lead, and they don't.
Here comes Euchre to midcourt. Carmen with the ball, 25 feet away. Carmen yet to score so far for Botkins, right, Chuck?
No, she's got a basket.
I'm sorry, she does have a bucket in this period. Carmen foul line on a weave to McKenna Maurer. Now to Johnson on the arc. She barges into the lane, pivots, left it short, but a foul. Hacked on the arm by Anna. Like that one-on-one action there by Aaliyah Johnson for Botkins. Aaliyah, the 5'8 junior, got the ball. A good 21 feet away from the hoop, had a little bit of an opening, took advantage of that sliver, and budged her way into the paint, attracted a two-shot foul, sinks the first, 15-8, Anova 7, 4:22 left opening quarter, or I should say opening half. Second shot by Johnson. Bullseye right on the money. Botkins back within 6, 15-9. We near the 4-minute mark, second period of play. Here is Poppleman, 25 feet out for the Anna girls. Now to Dosik. Near the Trojans logo at midcourt, picked up by Euchre. That's a good duel right there. And Euchre swipes it clean. Good steal by Carmen. She darts down the lane, pivots in the lane, and twists and hits a 10-footer. Carmen Euchre, a steal. Nifty move offensively.
Yeah, that was a terrific defensive play and then a nice whirl move into the lane. Got herself squared.
Whirling and twirling, Carmen Euchre with a deuce to make it 15-11. Botkins has fought back within 4. After falling behind 7-0 in the first 2.5 minutes, 3:44 to go, second quarter. Botkins fists the ball out of bounds. Far side of the court, Anna will throw in. McKenna Maurer out for Botkins. Trojans defensively, Jill Grevy back in. Here's Dosik straddling the three-point line for Anna. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound by London Rice, and she stepped on the boundary. Now Botkins with an opportunity, Chuck, to cut it to 2 or 1 here.
Yeah, Ella kind of forced that one. She's not had a whole lot of attempts.
Here is good ball movement by Botkins. 1, 2, 3 passes into the lane to Johnson, up and under. Missed it strong. Good rebound run down by Molly Riok of Botkins. Hands off in backcourt to Rice, who works it up over the timeline. The 5'6 freshman looks at the clock. It goes to Dosik in the lane. Riok back to the hoop. Back to Dosik, deep right wing. Now on top to Taylor Poppleman. Picks up her dribble. Goes on the play to Kaylee Brewer. Brewer's got a little opening. Dives into the paint area. Hits it. It hung on the rim and fell through. Nice job by Brewer. 17-11, Anova 6. 2:44 left, first half. Here's a fine drive by Botkins. It's Melanie Maurer swerving across the lane area. Missed it on the run. Rebound jabbed out of bounds by Botkins.
And they caught a foul on Johnson.
Sure did. Leah Johnson shoving on the inside. And Anna's in the bonus and will shoot the one and one with the clock stopped. 2:37 to go, second quarter. And Anna leading Bodkin 17-11. Bodkin's offense has found some life here in the last couple minutes, Chuck.
Yeah, and they've done a real nice job all night defensively.
Molly Rioch toes the stripe for Anna. That right foot is in front of the left. Both are a good 8-10 inches behind the free throw line, and it rattled out. Rebound down to Bodkins. Here's Euchre. Near side court. Takes right, goes left. She still pounds it on the hardwood. Euchre, some lengthy dribbling here. Top of the circle, Euchre still has it. On a weave behind her to Melanie Maurer. And good tight defense by Anna causes a double dribble.
Kaylee Brewer is guarding Euchre, and she's doing a heck of a job.
Kaylee is pesky. 2:08 to go here in the first half. Anna girls 17, Bodkins 11. Here's a ball thrown by Anna, right side of the floor, and the receiver is not looking, and it goes into the first row. Bodkins with a chance here to go into the halftime break within a bucket or two of Anna and put some pressure on the Rockets starting the second half. Anna got off to a very good beginning, caught Bodkins by surprise in the opening 2.5 minutes. And streaked to a 7-0 lead. Since then, it's been pretty even, Steven. Here's Euchre swerving across the lane, off balance, flipped up a one-hander on the run, left it short. Quickly, Anna, forecourt left, it's Brewer. She stops and pops right away. Shy, hit the rim, kicked back to Bodkins. Minute 27 to go, first half. Anna by 6. Oh, here's a good drive by Bodkins. Around one player, two players, goes Camden Paul. Kimmy near the rim, short. Rebound, Anna. Bodkins with missed opportunities close in. Here's Dosik, too much dribbling into the paint area for Anna. And it is nearly picked by Bodkins, and then a tie-up results. 70 seconds to go here in the first half. Anna girls 17, Bodkins 11. Here's Dosik rifling a pass to the cutter in the lane. Poppleman catches and scores.
That's screen the screener. That thing's been around for 30 years. You go up, set the screen, and roll right back to the basket, and you're open 90% of the time.
Beautifully executed by Anna. That's a big goal. Out of bounds play below the rim. 8-point lead, Rockets, 19-11. Here's a good drive by Jill Grevy of Bodkins. All the way to the basket, banked it down. Grevy, a nice maneuver. 19-13, Anna's lead 6, 40 seconds to go first half. Offensive action picking up here in the last moment. Left-hand dribble, it's Kaylee Brewer. She's picked up her dribble, goes to Poppleman, right corner, goes baseline, kick out of bounds by Bodkins. Let's see how Bodkins defends Anna inbounding here below the rim, Chuck. Dosik, the playmaker. She looks, lobs out back to the three-point shooter behind a double screen. Brewer lets it fly, short. Rebound Bodkins. 20 seconds to go, first half. Forecourt right. It is Boston Paul. Cross court to a teammate. Oh, look at that move. Great effort on the play by Camden Paul. Left it short. Rebound tipped back out. Bodkins has it. 5 seconds to go, first half. Straight away, McKenna Maurer, 28-footer at the buzzer. Off to the right, no good. And the first half comes to a close. Bodkins would have loved to have seen that shot by McKenna go in, ending the first half. That would have cut it to 3. Nonetheless, Bodkins within 6 after a poor start. Anna 19, Bodkins 13 after the first two quarters of play. Here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Bodkins High School. The Anna Lady Rockets 19, Bodkins 13 after two quarters of action. We'll now pause momentarily to let ourselves identify each other. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
A six-point lead for the Anna Rockets. Chuck, Anna clearly outplayed Bodkins' opening quarter. Bodkins came back with a stronger second quarter than first.
Well, each team had a quarter where they only scored 5 points, so that's why it's 19-13 at the half.
Our halftime report, by the way, brought to you by American Architectural Glass, Inc. in Fort Loramie.
Well, we look at the team stats. Bodkins has a 17-16 rebounding advantage, 6-1 on the offensive boards. Anna turned it over 7 times. Trojan turned it over 6. Bodkins 2-5 from the free throw line. Rockets 3-6 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Anna, they were led by Brianne Riemann with 5. They got Kaylee Brewer with 5. 4 from Ella Dosick, 3 from Taylor Poppelman, and 2 from Molly Rioch. They scored 14-5, 19 for the half. Bodkins led in scoring by Carmen Euchre with 4. They got 3 from Boston Paul and then 2 each from McKenna Maurer and Jill Grevey. And let's see, who else had the other two? Aaliyah Johnson. They scored 5 and 8. 19-13 and Allegiant at the half.
Chuck, as we thought might be the case, Ella Dosick, Carmen Euchre have offset each other. They've canceled each other out in the scoring department, 4 points apiece. Anna with a little better balance than Botkin so far.
Yeah, Euchre is guarding Dosick on one end. On the other end, they've got Brewer on Euchre. I think that gives Dosick a little bit of an advantage because she doesn't have to play quite as hard defensively.
Right.
But so far, it's been a wash. You're right. Four each.
Anna Girls 19, Bodkins 13. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Botkins High School. The Anna Rockets girls team leads Botkins 19-13, 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Now, our LaCal Equipment Spotlight segment here at intermission, brought to you by LaCal. LaCal in Jackson Center has been a sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com since day one, a founding partner, and we simply could not have gotten started without the help and support of LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We thank the staff, associates, Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, everyone at LaCal. We owe a great deal of gratitude to. And here at halftime, we recognize a couple players, one on each team, brought to you by LaCal, which promotes the academic and athletic success of high school student-athletes in our region. Taylor Poppelman is under the spotlight here tonight for Anna. She is a 4-point GPA student, sophomore basketball player for Anna, daughter of Neil and Tracy, active in FFA, Soccer Softball Student Council. For Botkins, McKenna Maurer, a senior, guess what? Also a 4.0 GPA is McKenna, daughter of Mike and Jamie, active in Cross Country Track Student Council and Foreign Language Club. She'll study computer science, more than likely at college. Taylor Poppelman, McKenna Maurer, under the spotlight here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and Scores BlackHorseBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Brookins in Fort Loramie on Elm Street. Good eating always at Brookins. Tell Carl Arnes, the owner at Brookins. You heard all about his restaurant on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins, enjoy that late night menu, plus luncheon specials. You've got chicken on Tuesdays, pork tenderloin on Wednesdays, and that Saturday night special, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Big goal by Anichuk to launch action here in the second half.
Yeah, they had good ball movement. Found Kaylee Brewer open at the top of the key, and she buried a three.
Boy, and just like that, the six-point Anichuk of 19-13 goes to 22-13. Down to the inside, here's Euchre for Botkins in traffic. Shoots it up from short range. No good. Got it back. Missed it. Tough break. Good D by Anna. A run out by the Rockets. And sprinting to the rim at the other end. Foul on Botkins. That was a good race down the floor by Landis. Anna simply outran Botkins to the other end.
Well, you talked about that. That's what they want to do this year compared to their half-court sets that they ran last year.
Yep.
And this is one of the few times that they beat them down the floor.
Free throw by Landis. In and out. No good.
And that was the third foul on Johnson, though, so he's going to have to sit for a little bit.
7:07 left in the third quarter of play. 9-point lead, Anna. Landis tries to push it to 10. Missed it. It hit the back iron, sprayed to the left corner, tracked down by Grevy of Botkins. Top of the circle to Euchre. Euchre 4 points, Dosik 4 points. It's been a stalemate between those two players. Here's a pass down inside by Botkins. Open shot, five-footer. Oh, it won't go down. It rolled around, came off. Euchre couldn't get it to slide down through the netting. It spun away. Rebound is poked out of bounds by Botkins. Another missed opportunity.
They have missed probably five or six shots that they're probably going to make more often than they miss.
No question. 9-point lead, Anna. We played 90 seconds here in the third quarter. Oh, what a steal by Grevy. Took it away from Poppelman at midcourt. Anna out of nowhere to block it. Athletic play by Dosik from behind. Loose ball, rebound.
My goodness.
Woo! Athletic activity by both clubs at each end of the floor. And then Anna hustles down the court left to right and pitches it out of bounds.
Well, they picked Dosik's pocket, and she would have none of it. She went back down the other end and had a heck of a block.
A swat off the glass. Then Anna threw it away at the other end.
They threw it into the men's room, which is way down in the corner.
End result after all that action, not a point either side. Botkins retains the basketball. Down 9, 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Tipped out of bounds by Anna across the way.
I think 9's the biggest lead, isn't it? They had an 8-point lead of 15-7 at one
exactly.
Earlier.
You're right, Chuck. This is the biggest cushion for Anna tonight. Ball bounced into Grevy. Fakes the handoff to a teammate. Now it's a cutter. Euchre right down the pike. Running one-hander. Banked it off the board. Rim no good. Whistle. She might have been tapped on the arm as she released it. Yep. Three fouls on Breanne Riemann guarding Euchre, who's at the stripe.
Yeah, she's done a nice job, too.
Free throw, Carmen. It swirled around and came off. Lead for Anna, 9. Botkins cannot allow it to be extended further. Euchre with a nice penetration move seconds ago. Drew the two-shot foul, sinks the second, and it's 22-14. Anna girls by 8 over Botkins, 5:50 left to be played here in the third quarter. Anna with the ball outside the arc on the left. It's handled there by Dosik, dumps it down inside for Rioch. Broken up by Botkins, touched by Anna, goes out of bounds. Botkins, an opportunity to chop into this Anna bulge. It stands at 8. Oh, here's a nice cut into the lane. McKenna Maurer caught it. Left-hander short. Hit the front rim. Rebound cradled by Poppelman of Anna. Down the floor to Dosik. Look at that move. Tried to draw a two-shot foul. May have done so. No whistle. Didn't get the break. Botkins has got possession. Dribble drive into the lane. Bodkins running one-hander. Boston Paul blocked away by Anna. Pretty good defense at both ends right now.
And I think possibly the officials forgot to bring their whistles out from halftime.
3 minutes played here in the third period. Open baseline left and a 10-foot shot short. Kaylee Brewer had it sized up. Couldn't finish it. Here's Euchre. Takes it 50 feet down the floor for Bodkins. Out of control. Barrels into a green jersey. It's an offensive foul.
You need to pull up at the free throw line unless you see the opening. There was two girls there. She had no chance to get to the rim.
Chuck, this is a segment in this game when Anna isn't scoring. Bodkins, unfortunately, not either.
Yeah, nobody. I mean, it's 3-1.
Trojans a good chance to play catch-up right now, but not converting. Here's Dosik 25 feet away. Gives it to Popham in baseline left. Open jumper right on the money.
That was Mary Landis.
I said Popham, and I should have said Molly, or I should have said Mary Landis, the 5'7 senior. Good-looking shot by Mary. Swished it all net. The lead is 10. Coming right back is Bodkins. Oh, what a drive by Melanie Maurer. She took it to the goal with the left hand.
Nice take.
Anna's 10-point lead reduced to 8. Here's Dosik. Here's Poppleman with it.
Ooh.
Nearly a walk by Brewer. She's got a tendency to drag that right foot a little bit. Deep in the right corner, Brewer, good wraparound pass down inside to Rioch, who got position. Her arm is grabbed. 3:57 left, third quarter, 8-point lead, Anna. Bodkins within striking range. Anna Rockets get a full timeout. Midway through the third, Anna up by 8 over the Bodkins girls on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSINC.com. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, offering services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings, specializing in custom-built homes, too. With over 200 years of experience among its current employees, Hoeing and Hoeing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. What you can imagine we can create at Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Anna with possession, up 8. Rockets pitch the ball into the lane. Back to the basket, Landis. Nice pivot move. Oh, she rimmed the shot from 8 feet. Bodkin snatched the board. Trojans to midcourt. It's Euchre 25 feet away. Nice entry to Grevy. Grevy's got Rioch on her backside. It rolls away from Jill. It's loose. It's tied up. There's a green jersey, a white jersey. What's been called? Out of bounds, home club. It'll be thrown in. Baseline left for Boston Paul. 3:08 left in the third. 24-16, Anna. And I thought Bodkins was going to get possession. It's Anna.
Yep, that was it. They hadn't flipped the arrow.
Right. It's amazing. That doesn't happen more often.
Yep.
Everybody down at the scorer's table does an excellent job game after game after game. Top of the circle, Anna with possession. It is Kaylee Brewer. Brewer swings to Dosik right corner. Outside the arc, Landis back to Dosik now. swung to Brewer into the top of the circle, foul line. One-hander might have been tipped way short. Ball goes out of bounds. It's given to Botkins. I thought there was a chance that ball was touched in flight.
Either that or she's the worst shooter in the gym.
We'll give the officials the benefit of the doubt on that one.
It was blocked. It should have been Annabelle.
Yep. Sure should have. Botkins, forecourt left. Chuck, it is amazing. Euchre and Dosik not providing the firepower for either club. They've been more or less decoys.
Well, it's 24-16. There's not a lot of firepower anywhere.
Right. Here's a bad pass by Botkins, stolen by Anna. Brewer out of control. Bust down the floor. A lot of contact. Anna spectators think it was defensive. The officials say, uh-uh. Offensive foul, Brewer of Anna. That was a flip-the-coin call, blocker charge. Official on it. The young lady sold the call, and you've got to play on. 2:18 remaining here in the third. 24-16, Anna by 8 over Botkins. Carmen Euchre, top of the circle, hands it off on the play to teammate Melanie Maurer. Back outside to Euchre, sizes up a 3. It dips in and dips out. Rebound, Anna tied up by Botkins, and Botkins earns the arrow.
Boy, they're playing hard. Did this not get enough offense?
That shot by Euchre, Chuck, went all the way below the rim, might have touched the net.
Yeah, she had a good look at it that time.
2 minutes left, third quarter, Anna by 8. Ball deflected out of bounds on the inbounds throw. Taylor Poppelman got a piece of it for Anna. Far side of the floor. It is McKenna Maurer to Euchre. 25 feet away, Brewer gets the assignment to check Carmen. On a weave, it goes to Melanie Maurer. And Melanie is baseline left, tight ropes the boundary, stays in bounds, and benefits from a block call against Anna. 16 fouls in this half, 3 each way. A minute 51 to go in quarter number 3. Anna still leads by 8. Have I said that a few times?
Yeah.
Ball inbounded, corner of the floor. There's a log jam, and the ball is stabbed out of bounds by Anna. Botkins inbounding. It's Euchre. She's about 4 feet from the sideline and does manage to get the ball in play to Melanie Maurer. A lot of traffic down on the inside, and the ball is scored by Botkins. Was that Melanie?
Yeah, she got her own rebound. Nice job of going up in traffic.
In a cluster of people, Melanie missed the shot, was able to snare the rebound and stick it in. Botkins within 6. Minute 26 to go in the third. Shot fake, right corner, Brewer for Anna on the bounce. Tries to lob over the Botkins defender, down inside to Poppelman. Botkins a bit too aggressive, commits the personal foul. Important juncture in this game, late third quarter. Botkins staying within striking distance, behind by 6, 24-18. Ball lobbed in, top of the circle. Then dealt to Dosik. Her three-point try is an air ball, out of bounds to Botkins.
Yeah, she didn't get her feet set at all that time. Didn't have enough room to get the shot off.
Nope.
I tell you, Camden Paul, she hasn't scored yet. I've seen that young freshman do some pretty good stuff.
Yep.
I think she's going to be a pretty good basketball player before she's done.
No doubt. You can tell she's got basketball savvy. 30 feet away on the left, it's McKenna Maurer. Big possession here for Botkins, behind by 6. 56 seconds to go, third quarter. Carmen Euchre between circles. Checked by Brewer. Carmen down the lane. Leaves it for a teammate, Melanie Maurer. Long triple, wide right. Rebound, Anna. Anna quickly up into the forecourt. It is Dosik. Somebody's got to stop her. Nobody does. She flipped it toward the rim, airballed it. Botkins retrieved it. Here comes Euchre, stops and pops. Missed the 15-footer. Rebound, baseline left. McKenna Maurer, knocked away by Anna, stolen. 25 seconds to go. Open player, it's Brewer. Might have gotten away with a walk. Rim the layup, no good. Rebound Anna, though. 16 seconds left in the period. A lot of contact in the lane. A drive by Anna. Defender is set. Offensive foul. I think Dosik picked it up.
Yeah, she ran over. Greavy did a good job of holding her position there. A lot of frustration on the part of Dosik tonight so far offensively.
Yes, and the good defense by Botkins has had so much to do with
that. Oh, had everything to do with it.
Indeed. Offenses have struggled. Defenses have been superb. 10 seconds left, third quarter. Botkins down 6. Left wing, it's McKenna Maurer down to 4-3. McKenna drives, forces one up underneath. Hit the underside of the board. We've got a foul at the buzzer. It is going to be inconsequential. There is no bonus. 15 foul on Botkins. Fourth on Anna. Third period's in the books. Anna up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Take advantage of holiday savings at the Jewelry Barn. You won't believe it. Prices reduced, high-quality jewelry, a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. That's the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 526-5557. The Jewelry Barn also offers ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Fourth quarter underway. Anna leads the Botkins girls by 8. Anna misfires from the baseline to start the fourth quarter of action. And it's Botkins to our left in possession. Still, Chuck, within striking range. Neither offense getting untracked, though. Here's a cross-court pass by Grevy to Euchre. She dives into the paint, hits it, and she's fouled. Nifty play by Carmen Euchre of Botkins.
Has good luck to find her down there, and she took the bump and made the basket.
And maybe that's the spark Botkins needs.
Yeah, they're only down 4.
Free throw by Euchre to cut it to 3. Way short line, drive it. Rebound tipped out to the head of the key. And Johnny on the spot for Anna to get it is Breanne Riemann. 4-point game. 6:50 left, fourth quarter. Here is Brewer. Down inside baseline right now to Poppleman. Ball swung to the top of the circle to Dosik. Catching is Poppleman. Fakes right, goes left. Now Dosik 25 feet away. High low to Rioch. Well done! Rioch with the catch in the left-hander.
Heck of a pass that time by Dosik.
Ella Dosik to Molly Rioch. A big two for Anna, which is back up 6. 26-20. After Botkins had cut it to 4 with 6.5 to go in the game. Carmen Euchre on the bounce, head of the key. Hands off on the play to Grevy. Grevy into the paint area. Muffed it, got it back. Fed it to Boston Paul. Paul outside the arc to Euchre. Euchre splits two defenders, leaves a 10-footer short. Loose ball, rebound, up and in! That was Melanie Maurer, was it, Chuck?
Jill Grevy.
Jill Grevy. I got my 12 and 22 confused. 26-22, four-point game. Anna comes right back, baseline right. Poppleman hits an 8-footer.
It's a scoring deluge right now.
Well done. 6-point lead, Anna. 5.5 to go here in the fourth. Teams trade buckets. Straightaway three bomb by Botkins. Hard off the back iron. Leah Johnson couldn't get it to go.
and Anna tracks down the rebound. Here's Ella Dosik straight away with it. Bodkins had cut it to four about a minute ago. Here's a backdoor play. Dosik catches, baseline right. Good delivery from Poppelman. But then Dosik's cut off. Back on the arc to Taylor. Dribbling right in front of the Anna bench. Head coach Jeff Maurer wants a timeout. Just over five to play in the fourth. Anna girls 28, Bodkins 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Physical therapist Jim Spitzer in Fort Loramie has 21 years experience, and he works in outpatient settings and treats athletes of all types. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. Pinnacle treats knees, shoulders, neck and back pain, bulging discs, even headaches. Pinnacle accepts most major insurance plans, including Anthem, Medicare, and workers' comp. You may not need a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. The time and effort you invest in physical therapy are worth it. For sure, it's a good idea to know a superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle. 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie keeps you moving forward. 4:38 left here in the fourth. After the Anna timeout, Rockets inbounded it. A jump ball resulted. Anna retains possession. Dribbling 25 feet away with it. It's Brianne Riemann. Not a Brewer. Team foul situation. Six on Bodkins, five on Anna. Baseline right. It is Riemann. Gives it up to Landis. Deep right corner, Dosik. Fakes left, goes right around Johnson. Might have stepped out of bounds. Or is it a push?
They call it a bump, and that was for what they've allowed to happen. That was a little ticky-tack. But that's going to send Dosik to the free throw line with a one-on-one.
Yep, it sure is, and she is usually money in the bank. I think she made 10 points, maybe 11, all from the free throw line against Purcell Marion last year, Chuck, in that regional championship. Don't think she made a bucket from the floor. Here's the free throw by Ella Swish. And the Anna lead is 7, 29-22. I marked it down at the 6:30 mark. Bodkins had trimmed the Anna advantage to 4, 24-20.
And had a free throw and missed the free throw. Could have cut it to 3.
Exactly. Carmen had a chance for a three-point play. Second free throw by Dosik is right there. 8-point lead, Anna. Here is a step-back three-ball by Bodkins behind a double screen. It's no good off to the right. It missed. Boston Paul let it fly. And we've got contact down inside on the rebound.
Yeah, they called it on Grevy. They said she pushed on the to get position.
Yep, a little too much force delivered by her. One and one. Anna trying to capitalize here at the free throw line. Rockets' Mary Landis at the stripe. Very high arching foul attempt is in. Three straight free throws by Anna, 31-22. Anna girls lead by 9, 4:09 left. Second shot, Landis. 1, 2, 3 bounces. Spins the ball in the palm of her hand. Front rim, back rim, front rim, kerplunk. It falls in. Nice little spurt here by Anna. 8-2 run by the Rockets, who have now emerged as a 10-point leader, 32-22. A little too much dribbling by Bodkins. Camden Paul loses the handle, and it's snuffed up off the floor by Anna. Rockets in command now, ahead by 10. Deep in the right corner, it is Riemann. Riemann 25 feet away, gives it up to Landis. Oh, Landis has an opening. Drives right down the paint, all the way to the rim. A little strong off the backboard. Rebound down to Bodkins.
Boy, she would love to have that shot back. Mary would convert that 9 times out of 10. Here's a good post-up move by Grevy. Back to the basket, spins and hits for Botkins. And head coach Phil Groves gets a timeout. 3:22 left in the fourth. Anna up 8 over Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Outstanding, high-quality furniture priced just right. The highest quality for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. That's Goffney Furniture. Visit our showroom with hundreds of room layouts at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. 3 minutes left. Here's a drive. Bedosik pulls up and makes a seven-footer. Big goal by Ella. 10-point lead, Anna. Double-digit edge has been restored after Botkins cut it to 4 3 minutes ago. Here's Euchre dribbling foul line. Behind her to the three-point shooter. It is Mullaney Maurer. No, McKenna Maurer let it fly. Hit the back rim. Landed on the top of the backboard. Hit a support. And it's ruled out of bounds. 2:43 left here in the fourth. Anna has nursed the lead to 10. Here's Dosik driving. Not picked up. Pulls up in the lane. A banker. Got it. Dosik to the rescue. The lead for Anna, a dozen, 36-24. 2:25 left here in the fourth quarter. Botkins with the ball at Euchre. Gives it up cross court to teammate McKenna Maurer. Maurer spinning, turning, left-hander in the paint, wide left. Strong rebound down on the inside, but Johnson foul over the shoulder, Anna. 2:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. 12-point lead, Anna. Ella Dosik with a fine fourth period, Chuck.
She's got 6.
Free throw Johnson, swish for Botkins.
And that got her to 10 for the game.
Well, it was a 24-20 game with 6.5 to go in the fourth. Anna was up 4. And then a 12-4 run by Anna. Johnson has just tossed in a couple free throws for Botkins. And the lead for Anna is 10, under 2 to play in the fourth. And guess who's handling the basketball for Anna? It's Dosik.
Nice move.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Man, she faked a couple of white shirts out, took it from 20 feet on into the rim, and laid it up over the iron for 2 more.
Nice hesitation. She started, looked like she was going to turn it back out, and then just turned it on, took it right to the rim.
Oh, she shifted gears. Sparkling fourth quarter for Dosik. Good inside power move. Johnson hits for Botkins. Aaliyah Johnson comes right back with a deuce. 10-point game, 38-28. Anna momentarily had its biggest lead of the night, 38-26. A minute 13 left here in the fourth. They spread the floor for Dosik. Gives it up on the arc to teammate London Rice. And head coach Jeff Maurer gets a timeout. 67 seconds to go. Anna up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Chuck, not an unusual approach by Anna. You nurse that lead, coax it up to 6 or 8, keep the ball in the hands of Ella Dosick down the stretch.
Absolutely. You give it to your ball player and let her go to the free throw line.
1 minute left in the fourth quarter. Anna 38, Botkins girls 28. Dosick handling out near the Trojans logo at midcourt. Bumping foul committed by Camden Paul. Dosick with a superb fourth quarter going here. Ella gets the bounce pass from the official, eyes the basket, swish. 39-28, Anna by 11. Second free throw coming up here for Ella. We'll see the Anna girls in action again on Saturday at home against Fort Loramie. Tip off about 1:30. Airtime 1 o'clock on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR this Saturday. Second free throw, yes, by Dosick. High-low action, Botkins. Nice toss out on the perimeter down inside to Leah Johnson, who catches beyond the Anna defender and lays it through. 10-point game timeout, Botkins. 46.5 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant on Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, Secure, Calm, and Minster, SECUR.com, online at securecom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Well, with 34.2 to go in the fourth quarter, Mary Landis of Anna is fouled, and she's at the stripe. Double bonus time. High arching free throw by her. Clangs off the iron. No good. She missed it. Lead for Anna is 10. Botkins trimmed it to 4 with 6.5 to go in the fourth. Anna has pulled away since. Landis connects on the second free throw. Lead swells back to 11. Under a half minute to go in the fourth. Botkins forecourt to cross the way, and the ball is caught. But on the sideline is a Trojan player, unfortunately. McKenna Maurer had a heel on the stripe. Here is Dosick. Crossover dribble in backcourt by Ella. Crosses over again. Meets a double team. Flips it ahead to a teammate. Ball popped in the air by Botkins. It's loose on the deck. And the ball is tossed out of the melee. Recovery by Euchre for Botkins. Quickly down the floor to Grevy. Grevy into the lane, leaves it behind her for a teammate, and a 15-foot jump shot is good. Swished right through by McKenna Maurer with 4.1 to go in the fourth, and Anna up by 9, 41-32.
Don't forget, we've got basketball action for you coming up on Friday night. The Jackson Center boys at Fort Loramie. Airtime about 7 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. A tip-off 7:30. Saturday afternoon, the Anna girls host the Fort Loramie girls. A tip-off 1:30, airtime about 1. And then don't forget, 1 week from tonight, a big boys Shelby County Athletic League game for you. That one pits the Fort Loramie boys on the road at Anna. That's next Tuesday. Anna Rockets will go to 2-1 on the year after this victory tonight. It's the first loss suffered by Botkins. The Trojans are now 2-1. 10 ticks left on the clock as we check upcoming schedules for these two clubs. Botkins girls play Fort Loramie. Quick comeback Thursday night at the Redskins gym for Botkins. Here's Ann in backcourt. Ball being held by the Rockets. London Rice hangs on, and the final seconds run off, and that's it. Anna beats a stubborn Botkins foe tonight by a score of 41-32. The Rockets jumped out 7-0, and if you look at it that way, from that point on, Anna outscored Botkins by only 2 the remainder of the game. The Trojans had sliced the deficit all the way down to 4 in the first 90 seconds of the fourth quarter. Had a free throw to whittle it to 3, missed it, and then Ella Dosik spurted for the Anna girls over the final stages of this fourth period. Anna girls will check the upcoming schedule. I think the next encounter for Anna is next Saturday at home against the Fort Loramie girls. As I leaf through my notes, I'll come up with Anna's schedule momentarily. Maybe I won't. Boy, did they roll out the red carpet for us here tonight at the Botkins gym. Anna's next encounter is Fort Loramie at the Rockets gym on Saturday afternoon, a 1:30 tip. So many thanks to the entire administration here at Botkins. Chuck, we love coming here, sitting right in the mezzanine first row, about what, 18 feet off the floor or so?
Yeah, we're close. It's not bad at all.
Can't ask for a better spot from which to do play-by-play in color of a high school basketball game. Anna girls victorious by 9 in the end, 41-32. Thanks to a surge from Ella Dosik in that fourth quarter. As the Rockets hold off the Botkins Trojans, a gallant effort by the Botkins girls, but they fall short. Could not put a young lady in double figures tonight.
No, they didn't. They were led by Aaliyah Johnson. She scored 6 in the fourth quarter, and she had 8 for the game. Euchre had 7, and they got 6 out of Jill Grevy. On the other side, Anna had 14 from Ella Dosik, 10 of them in the fourth quarter, and she was 6 for 6 from the free throw line. They got 8 from Kaylee Brewer and 7 from Breanne Riemann. Clancy's players of the game this evening. I'm going to go with Anna. I'm going to go with Kaylee Brewer. She scored 8 points, and she did a real nice job guarding Euchre. And on the other end, I'm going to go with Jill Grevy. I thought she was terrific off the bench, ended up scoring 6.
Thanks to Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, the next foe for these two clubs is Shelby County Athletic League opponent Fort Loramie. Bodkins is at Fort Loramie on Thursday. Anna entertains Fort Loramie on Saturday. Anna girls and Bodkins girls both now 2-1 on the season. Enjoyed it, Chuck. Again, love the environment here at Bodkins.
Yep.
Couldn't ask for a better spot from which to cover a game.
No, they're terrific. I mean, every place we go in the Shelby County League, they just roll out the red carpet, like you said, but there's nothing quite like Bodkins.
Nobody delivers
Milky Ways like that. I agree.
Yeah, the Milky Way. Hand delivery. Hand delivery of the Milky Way right before the start of the first half. Chuck, what's the old time on the clock at this point? We're not near 9 yet, so we don't need a station break. We'll close out here just momentarily. Again, our next coverage, Friday night, Jackson Center boys at Fort Loramie. We'll get to see the Redskins for the first time this season at Jackson Center at Fort Loramie. Tip off about 7:30, airtime at 7. For Chuck McBee and for WMVR Sydney, 105.5 TAM FM, Jack Kramer saying good night from Bodkins as Anna defeats the Bodkins Trojans by 9, 41-32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.